NowTalkRadio.com.
Theme song!
This is the Firefly Funhouse! And I want to introduce you to some very special friends that I've met along the way.
This is EC3.
Hey, this is Max Brown, King Robert from the Royals.
This is the undisputed future Seth Rollins.
Hey, this is Kane from WWE.
Hello, this is WWE Hall of Famer, the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels.
I'm Bristol.
And I'm Aubrey from ATTV Flipper Flop Vegas.
Hi, this is Bree.
And this is Nikki, and we're the Bella Twins.
Yes, this is Broken, not Hardy.
The greatest man that ever lived always likes a good rap. And you're listening to the greatest rack.
Satisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
Fly, my pretties, fly.
I love kickball.
I'm back, taking souls and digging holes.
I'm gonna break you, bitch, you hear me?
With your host...
They've been lying to you. Heroes don't exist. Y'all become addicted to the illusion of what a hero does for you. Have I mentioned that I was once addicted to eating sponges?
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
And you can just call me Taker.
Oh my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And she was a wicked, wicked child who spat and swore and chewed tobacco.
I like puppets.
Stickers! And her producer, Sir Rocket.
My little creatures of the night will now experience the magical art of puppetry.
This right here means I'm the champ that runs the camp.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
Yowie wowie!
Everyone, welcome to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out, youtube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over on RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, or directly on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you have Twitch Prime and you would like to use it on the WTR Live channel, well, feel free. Just click that little purple heart up at the top of the screen and use your free Twitch Prime. And if you don't have it, well, you can just subscribe regularly. There is a fee for that, but, you know, we welcome all subs. We're not judgmental. You can also follow the channel, too, if you want. If you don't feel like subbing, but, you know, if you want to get notifications and stuff, that's how you get it. And if you're in a following mood, you can go over to twitch.tv/LinsWard, L-A-N-S-W-R-D, which is my channel, and you can follow my channel because I'm trying to get to affiliate, guys. I'm not going to let this rest. I want my fish butt emote. Do you understand me? Fish butt emote. I want it. Please go follow my channel. Okay, thanks, bye. Anyway, I'm your host, Lindsay Ward. Joining me, as always, is the other faithful producer, /co-host/handyman, Sir Rockin.
Chat's all about the fish butt.
Do the fish butt! Follow the channel, you get the fish butt.
Do the fish butt. It's like, now, do we have to come up with a fish butt dance now? Do.
Is it like the Muscle Man dance?
I mean,
but less slutty?
I mean, it could be. But it's your channel, so... Anyway. What? What?
It's going to be one of those nights, chat. It's going to be one of those nights.
She almost got a win tonight, chat.
I did. I got a second in solos. If he hadn't caught me on the reload, I would have killed him. But, oh well. C'est la vie. Anyway, You are listening for our WrestleMania recap. We did that on Tuesday, so you can check that out on the archive. We're back again on Thursday because we're gluttons for punishment. And the reason being is because we went 2 hours on the WrestleMania recap, so we wanted to make sure that we gave this show all the attention that it deserved because we have a lot to talk about tonight. Hold on. We have a lot of news.
Hold on. Clarify. We went 2 hours on the day two recap.
Yeah, on the day two recap. Both recaps are available. It is 4.5 hours, almost as long as Mania. There was a lot to cover. There was a lot to talk about. There was Boneyard matches and Funhouse matches and title changes and all kinds of weirdness happening. I think the Pope showed up at one point. I'm not 100% sure. Or the anti-Pope. I'm not.
Something like that.
Something like that. So, yeah, so you can go to wildtalkradio.com and on the VODs after the show's over. And check those out at your listening pleasure.
Because yes, chat, WrestleMania was just too big for just one night.
Everybody take a shot. So anyway, like I was saying, we have news and we're going to be talking about NXT. We plan for this to be a shorter show, guys, because we have done a lot of content this week and we're tired. So we're going to do our best to make this quick because we know that you guys have listened in and we appreciate it. And we don't want to make you sit through another really, really long show. So I say we just jump right into the news. But to reference over at mbgfilmsyoutube.com/mbg1211. I think we're all tired, Matt. I think we're all tired,
But that's okay because we're still not going to, even though we're doing a short show, doesn't mean we're going to go off the air. We're going to do Fortnite with friends afterwards.
Yeah.
Brent, are you home? Did you actually make it home? Like, just curious. Anyway, so let's get the news presented by mbgfilmsyoutube.com/mbg1211.
Did you get food? Did you eat?
He's not responding. So anyway, let's get into the news. Let's talk about it. There's stuff that has happened. Brent, you're on a time crunch. Remember, time crunch. Told you when you gotta be here by. Anyway.
So, news. I think let's talk about the news, and we mentioned WrestleMania. Let's go ahead and get all the WrestleMania cleaned up and all the WWE news out of the way first, because that is some of the most pressing. And that is that WWE has announced their tapings moving forward, which they are being allowed to continue to tape. I believe they're being allowed to continue in Florida.
They will be taping from the PC starting tomorrow. Conflicting reports whether it's live or it's going to be on tape. Some have them taping for an entire week. Some have them just taping live. Who knows? Every week. We'll see about that. But tapings are going forward. They have a strict medical policy in place to make sure all the wrestlers and staff are healthy and nothing goes wrong. So, yeah, tapings will be moving forward for Raw and SmackDown and NXT. I think NXT will be at Full Sail.
Probably.
I think that's how it's going to be. So we're going to move forward. Yep, they're just moving forward. In non-WWE news, UFC has canceled their events going forward.
Yeah.
Okay.
Dana tried to make that happen, and he just couldn't make it happen.
Okay. I should say, Disney and ESPN stepped in and told Dana, you might want to back down on this idea. So it was Disney and ESPN who said, no, you're not putting on a fight next weekend. Sorry. Yeah. Despite him wanting Fight Island is still going to be built. It's just not going to be used. Indian reservation in California, where apparently that's where they were headed.
Yeah, that's where they were going to go, and somebody stepped in and was like, Dana, no!
This is not the hill you want to die on.
Just let it go, Dana. Just let it go. So, that's what he was told, and that's what he did. But WWE, there is no news on whether they have an exemption from the state, whether they have a federal exemption, how they really pulled this off, nobody knows. But all we know is they are being allowed to continue to film. Also, I'm not sure if the bans in Florida are still staying in place.
I think there's still some sort of ban in Florida at the moment. Impact Wrestling is also continuing to tape. They are taping this week in Nashville. They're going to be doing it on a studio stage, a sound stage at this point.
A closed set
soundstage, which in Tennessee there is a exemption for entertainment, like taping stuff, to do in Nashville. So you're able to. So that's how they're getting away with their tapings.
I don't think WWE is doing this just because Vince doesn't want to lose to the virus. They have commitments and contracts that they have to fulfill beyond what's going on. I mean, USA and Fox still expect their product every week. Now, I'm sure they're being lenient in what they get because they can't get the full product. But, I mean, they still have their obligations that they have to meet. And they're one of the very few sports products out there that really can continue on as is without a crowd, because they can run on a very small staff if they have to. And if they have to do it over multiple days, which they've demonstrated they can do it in a safe, sound fashion and put out a quality product. So I think it's a little bit more than that.
But we have other WrestleMania news we need to talk about.
In a second. I don't think they're putting people at risk. They are not making anybody go if they don't want to go. You don't want to come to work because you have concerns or you're worried or any other reason, you are excused from work. The people that are there want to be there, want to put on the show, want to produce the product. That's the thing to keep in mind. Is WWE is not making anybody do this, as far as we're aware. Like, there have been no reports of them saying, well, you're going to show up or you're fired. They've never said that. It's, you have concerns. Okay, all right, go home. Call us when you're ready. Because, I mean, the case in point is Roman Reigns. Roman Reigns backed out the day of WrestleMania because he had concerns. And they were like, okay, cool, go home. And they called Braun in. So, I mean, that's something to keep in mind, too. And it's just something that they can't necessarily shut down without some complications, although I'm sure it was discussed. Maybe
everything's been discussed.
But yeah, ultimately WWE is going to go ahead, and AEW is as well. That's another thing to keep in mind. AEW is trying to figure out how to continue on too. I think a lot of the wrestling products are trying to figure out how to keep moving forward as safely as they possibly can.
AEW separated crews, so only they use like one crew for these the entire tapings that they tape, so that if they have to restart back up and something unfortunate were to happen, there's another separate crew they could run just in case.
LeMans, I think one thing that we're leaving out is Vince has also had conversations with our beloved, not so beloved leader, fearless leader, I guess.
That dude
they
in
met. That dude in the Oval Office, he met with all the heads of all the sports and had a conversation with all of them. And this news came out after that meeting. So, I mean, that's why I say we don't know if Vince got a federal exemption. We don't know if he got one from the state of Florida. We don't know if he was told what information he was told. But it was clearly something that was encouraging for them to continue on in the process. So that's all the news we have on that. Anything else would be speculation. So let's move on from that. WWE announced that they set a record WrestleMania week. We didn't get an attendance record, although we did. No persons in attendance. They did get 967 million video views across their digital and social platforms, including the WWE Network, WWE.com, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and Snapchat. That's an increase of 20% from last year. WWE also hyped that 46 million hours of content was consumed during WrestleMania week, which was up 28% from 2019. So that's pretty cool.
That's a lot of content consumed.
That just goes to show that that there's like nothing on. No offense. No offense. I don't mean that in a bad way, but like, everybody's gone through Netflix.
There's nothing on.
There's nothing to watch. So it's like, here we go. Let's just watch wrestling because we can.
Speaking of watching wrestling, WWE's network has announced a new special coming.
Yeah, it has. I'm excited.
It's a limited series coming to the WWE network called The Undertaker: The Last Ride.
This got announced during WrestleMania. They played a preview Sunday night, I believe after night two.
Mm-hmm.
And essentially what this is this follows him from the Rowan match to, I think, this year, where it's speculated this was supposed to be his retirement documentary, and he's just kept going. So it's got a lot in it. Basically, he sits down and he does one-on-one interviews in which he looks entirely uncomfortable, and it's adorable. And then also him being followed by a camera where he's equally as uncomfortable because he's put on the spot and he has to be like himself, which he's not necessarily used to doing it with a camera in his face.
No, he's not.
He's very much used to being the Undertaker, and you can tell that he's actively fighting not to be Taker when the camera is on him. He's trying to be himself, so it's really adorable to watch him do that. But yeah, this should be good. This should be very good, because we're actually going to get a glimpse into the life and the career of the Undertaker, which we've never gotten before. Like, he's never let us really into his personal life to see what his process is and how he trains and all this other stuff. This is kind of unprecedented, and this should be really, really good. Which, by the way, he also called Vince like 3 days before WrestleMania, where he's like, hey, can I have a camera crew?
And here we go.
And here we are, 3 years later. Okay, Matt. Right. Ask away. We'll answer.
You can use your channel points here. It's fine.
That's fine. Go ahead. Moving on to AEW, as we mentioned, they are also figuring out how to continue on. They got a lot of content taped before WrestleMania happened, so they're currently in their taped episodes. One aired last night. And there's no word on when they're going to tape again, because they got kicked out of Florida. Georgia's pretty locked down right now. The only reason they were able to tape here right before Mania, right before they did the whole shelter at home thing here, was they had the permits and they were allowed to go up to when the order kicked into effect, which was midnight on Thursday, and then they were done. So there's no news on where they're going to go after that or how they're going to tape, because our shelter at home got extended to the end of the month.
So they have about 6 weeks in the can. Their upcoming pay-per-view, it will not be in Las Vegas, but they're trying to figure out a way to move forward with that. Matt, if you're redeeming Ask the Rack, tweet the Rack Radio Show account. And then if you, because there's a discussion, we'll do it next week. Because we're in the content. But they did announce the creation of the brand new championship. It's called the AEW TNT Championship. They're doing an 8-man tournament that started last night on Dynamite. Yes, it's the TV championship. They're just calling it TNT because, well, you know, that's the channel they're on. People in the tournament include Cody Rhodes, Sean Spears, Sammy Guevara, Darby Allin, Kip Sabian, Dustin Rhodes, Lance Archer, and Colt Cabana. We're not going to give you spoilers who won last night. You can go watch the show when you have your chance. But they've announced the AEW TNT Championship, adding another title that they never said they were going to add to their list of championships. But we have other AEW news.
We do have other AEW news. They announced some new signings in Anna Jay. So congratulations to her. And then Kip Sabian. And Penelope Ford announced that they're engaged. So congratulations to them.
Congrats to
no
them.
No word on the nuptials.
Congrats to them.
And we also have a little ROH news.
We do. ROH has announced all pay-per-views will now be available via the Honor Club to Honor Club subscribers. Now starting at just $9.99. Every month, ROH pay-per-view is included with all subscriptions. When ROH returns to presenting live events, all Honor Club members can watch every single show live as it happens. In addition, all past pay-per-views are now available for members, including last year's Final Battle, Death Before Dishonor, Best in the World, the Crockett Cup, and G1 Supercard. Go to ROHWrestling.com for more information. We have one other ROH note we need to talk about.
We do. That is Miss Angelina Love re-signed her contract, or signed a new contract,
She signed a new contract with Ring of Honor. She's there to stay going forward.
So good for her. Congratulations. I hope it is a successful partnership.
Yeah.
And y'all, it's technically WWE, but I just don't even know how to report this story. So, I'm a little terrified, honestly. Okay. So, Austin did another interview for the Broken Skull Sessions. It's airing Sunday.
Ooh.
It's Ric Flair, which I'm not concerned about the interview at all. Okay, I know it will be good. Flair is a great talker. He's a great interview. He's wonderful to listen to. I am just concerned because there could be alcohol involved. I don't know how much, and I'm just worried somebody's going to lose their pants.
Woo!
Because again, Ric Flair. Mm. But yes, if you want to watch it, it's on Sunday.
But now there's something special we need to talk about.
There is something special we need to talk about.
But as we talk about it, before we even get into it, here you go, chat. It's a video for you all to watch.
We're really glad that you're our friend, and this is a friendship. will never ever end.
From the people who brought you the Firefly Funhouse comes the Firefly Funhouse Fiend Box! Yay! Now you see me? Now you don't. Now you see me? Now you don't. It's whatever. Have you ever wanted to have your own personal fiend to go with you everywhere you go?
Uh-huh.
Well, you're in luck!
Look at that. No more bullies, ever.
It's Firefly Funhouse Fashion Week every day! This is a two-sided coin. It's real chocolate and real gold. Imagine that. This is a fiend bag. So next time that you're going to go get your muscle man on and you're headed to the Wyatt gym, you can put all your stuff in here. Like a, you can put your hats, you can put your candles, car keys, palm trees. You can put a cactus, a cat, a bicycle maybe. I don't, depends on what kind of bicycle. A toy bicycle, maybe race car. You can put paninis if you like paninis. I think those are French sandwiches. Diapers if you have children. I would put diapers in these. So get this and all kinds of other super cool Firefly Funhouse merchandise at WWEshop.com so that we can, you know, keep the lights on around here, you know, for a little while at least. Bye! Thank you. Thank you. See ya.
Okay, so there's a lot to sort of digest in that, and we'll have the video continuing to go on our Twitch channel. One, panini, I heard they're like a French sandwich or something.
Why do I feel like they just stood a camera up and just said go?
You can tell. You can really tell. Cause
like he just ad-libbed the whole thing.
A bicycle? I mean, you can put a bicycle in there. Well, a toy bike, I guess. A race car? Diapers. You can definitely put diapers in here. I definitely put diapers in here.
Like, the whole bag thing was just the best part of it. Like, he's just, like, rambling. And they're just letting him go.
Mm-hmm. It's a coin. I mean, chocolate. Mm. Imagine.
Just out of curiosity, they only made 500 of these. So is that one he got to keep, or did they sell the one that he bit? Just out of curiosity.
This is probably number zero, and they're selling the other 500.
Yeah. So just to give you a little background on this was released yesterday. There were only 500 of these made. One of the things that does not get shown is you do get an autographed picture of Bray Wyatt. It's the really cool graphic art piece of him, of the fiend behind the Wyatt lantern. You get that as well. You also get another one of the little plastic figures with this. They didn't show that either. It's of Bray Wyatt himself. So these were extremely limited. They sold out in 5 hours.
Luckily, coming soon to the record reviews.
Luckily, I was able to get one. I was going to wait until Friday, tomorrow, to get one because I was like, I'll wait till payday to get it. And then I was like, no, because when I looked, because I thought it was like the other ones where it's like, I think for the rabbit and for Mercy, they made over 500. They made like 2,500, I think. And so I was like, oh, they should have plenty. And then I looked at the numbers and then they're like, oh, it's a limited supply. Only 500 were made. And I was like, oh, I should probably go ahead and buy it now. Cause yeah. And sure enough, by the time I went to buy it, the size that I wanted for the shirt was already gone. So I don't know where I fell in that whole sellout process, but I was lucky. I got one. It's on its way. It will be thoroughly disinfected when it gets here because reasons. Mm-hmm. But yes, very excited. Can't wait to show it off. I'm trying to figure out how to like best show it off for you guys so you guys can see it, because I'm actually thinking of doing like a whole video setup and videoing the unboxing, although I've never done one before. So that should be really interesting.
It's going to get daring, chat.
I'm going to get really daring, and I'm going to videotape it. That, or we may live broadcast it. We'll have to see. But yeah, so that was available. We were going to tell you to go buy it, except you can't.
You just can't.
And like Bray said, this is the final box for the Firefly Funhouse series. There will be no more that we know of. There will not be one for Abby the Witch, which is kind of interesting. But yeah, I think they still have Mercy boxes if you want the Mercy box. I think the Ramblin' box is gone. And then the first two are obviously gone. So, yeah, check it out. Enjoy! Watch our Twitch and our pages and our YouTubes for the video. So, that does it for the news, I think.
It does, and I think we should take our first and only break of the evening.
Yep, so when we come back, We're going to be doing Tweet of the Week, and we are going to be talking about this week's NXT Mini Takeover, which happened last night on USA, so you don't want to miss it. You're seeing The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we'll be right back. This could take all night. Like what you hear? Subscribe to The Rack on Apple Podcasts. Just search for The Rack Radio Show. And while you're there, leave us a review and tell us your thoughts on your favorite show on a Thursday night.
What is the greatest of all time? Saturday nights. We decide from sports, video games, movies, and even the X-rated. You help us decide what is the greatest of all time. It is the Great and Great Debate, a part of your Saturday night.
Event.
CB Radio. Saturday night. Midnight as she stood. On the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
As my client Brock Lesnar said,
Suplex City, bitch.
From the big returns.
So this is what it feels like to kick off Monday Night Raw.
To the shocking moments.
You will get your rematch. Put that man down. Your actions have consequences. And you know what? You're out of here. You're suspended. You know what? You're suspended indefinitely. Get out of my building now. Now get out.
And the moments that leave you speechless.
Snoop Mania, huh? Snoop Mania? Nah, Snoop Dizzle. It's called Axel Mania. And it's not a West Coast thing. It's not an East Coast thing. It's a worldwide thing. And I'm not going to sit back and listen to you talk about Snoop Mania when Axel Mania is running wild in Los Angeles! Bow, wow, wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Axel Mania is here to stay.
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Did you know you can use support a creator code, Rock and Sock, in the Fortnite item shop? That's R-O-C-K-N-S-O-C-K in the Fortnite item shop.
Burn it down! This is the undisputed future of WWE, Seth Rollins, and you are listening to The Rack on Wild Talk Radio.
Welcome back to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Brought to our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out, YouTube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over on WildTalkRadio.com, RackRadioShow.com, or directly on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you get a quick second, please subscribe to the channel using your free Twitch Prime or the regular subscription method over on that little purple heart up at the top of the screen. We'd really greatly appreciate it. And if you want to follow a channel, you can follow mine, twitch.tv/lensward. Ding! Anyway, short show, guys. Maybe not, because now we have to do Tweet of the Week.
Well, I used to be the kind of person spending time on my space until the spammers ended up taking over my place, and I was so bitter. Until I found Twitter, ooh, a place where you can go ahead and write what you're feeling. 140 characters or less is what you're giving. My addiction starts to climb. go to refresh my timeline. Cause I won't stop tweeting. No more, no more. It cannot wait, I'm sure.
By the way, I want everybody to know that I gave up and I finally filed down my nails today using sandpaper because I don't have an emery board. I'm a bad girl. Anyway, phrasing. Yes, phrasing. All right, Tim the Tap Man. I'm the best Gulag player, and it's not even close. Emong. Tim, I watched your solo play where you fell off the roof and got too tapped. Dude, like, don't expose me. Gail Kim Irvine. I put our dinner in the slow cooker at maybe 2 p.m. Went to put it on low 4 hours later. I forgot to plug it in.
This is why Robert cooks.
Yeah, she's, or they eat out.
Or they eat, yeah. Yeah.
She admitted she doesn't cook much.
Clearly, that's, yeah.
Cloaksy, I'm never drinking again.
Lie.
Marcel tweets out a picture of a hot and spicy McChicken sandwich that is $99, but it's 400 calories. And he's, Tim the Tap Man, and you mission. She tweets out a picture of Tim and his, you know, all his facts about him. Mm-hmm. Including his spouse, Ez, which is Tyler Blevins.
Wait.
And that's exactly what she said. Dr. Lupo responds with, true.
Yeah, true.
Now, this isn't really funny, but this is informational. And if you have children and you would like to find them things to do and you do not follow Austin Creed on Twitter, first of all, how dare you? Why don't you? Second of all, he tweeted out on April 5th, New Day coloring sheets that are free to download. So he goes, happy day three of Mania Day. Remember to get your coloring on while you talk about last night's Boneyard match if you need something to do to get ready for tonight. And it's a picture of the trio along with, and then they have solo Big E, Xavier Woods, and Kofi Kingston. So he still left the tweet up. So if you want to grab those and download those for your children, feel free. You can print as many as you want. Or you can have them color online.
Yeah.
That's all I have.
Gritty, Mr. Clean's magic eraser does not erase bad decision. Also,
God, wouldn't that be awesome if it did?
Also, not magic.
I don't know. It's pretty amazing.
Liber Gertie, or Girdle. 30 days has September, April, June, and November. All the rest of 31 except March, which has 8,000.
March was like so long this year.
I found a thread of tweets I need to show you. Anyway, moving on. Courage. Guys, I was in the shower practicing my boxing form and throwing air punches, don't ask, and my elbow knocked over my girlfriend's night shampoo. It hit the ground and half of it exploded. I tried to scoop it back in, but now it's just watery. This may be my last tweet.
Who said that?
Courage.
Oh, yeah. Dude, you're dead.
Then he replied, this is it, guys. My final moments. I miss the smell of freshly cut grass. I miss the feeling of a nice shower after a long day. I miss the view of beautiful sunset escaping over the mountains. She texted him, what happened to my shampoo? And which one? He also decided to hide in the basement closet until tomorrow when she hopefully forgets about it.
She's not going to forget about it. You might as well just replace it for her, dude. Like, just buy her a new one and pretend like it never happened. That's how you make up for that.
Anyway, I have some last minute additions. Anyway, Mike Golick Jr. Twisted Bliss sounds like a great drink special, to be honest. Kayla Braxton, this year's WrestleMania needs a swear jar.
Oh my God, it needed a swear jar. Jesus.
Abyss, kudos to the talent, production, announcers, and everyone involved in part one of WrestleMania. What a great effort performance by all the men and women on the roster. An incredible group of professionals. Kudos to you all. Kurt Hawkins, kudos. Did Joseph Park hack your account? I mean...
Okay, I'm just going to say this. If Joseph Park shows up in WWE, I'm going to lose my shit. That's all.
Keep it five star. Look at all these backstage environments that 2K isn't going to put in the video game. Corey Graves, I've never meant the phrase, what the F, in a better manner. Hashtag Firefly Funhouse. Dr. Lupo, my son just stepped on a Lego for the first time. After a couple of years, he's refusing to walk. He just, he's refusing to walk. He just crawled up the stairs into his bed. He says his whole body is broken. I don't blame him.
Charlie, I'm so sorry you had to learn that lesson so young. Welcome to the real world.
Xavier Woods, I'm not kissing someone pre-first date in this climate. These two out here wild, and Otis and Mandy. Renee Young, legit, I thoroughly enjoyed the Firefly Funhouse. I had no idea what to expect, but that was pretty cool. Lexa Bliss, my my attempt at finally putting a makeup turned into me drawing on a mustache on and realized I looked way too much like Joe Exotic. Like, for real. So, of course, I sent the pic to some of my friends. They agreed.
I mean, you have to get consensus. That's the point.
That's the thing. Mrs. Dr. Wilbur, talking to Charlie about COVID, he came up with the idea to make a medicine with a higher attack power than the virus that we take now. So if the virus finds us, we're protected. When I told him people were trying to make one, he said, good, because I don't know how to.
Bless that child. Just bless him.
Scrap that, Adam Pierce. Edge, a second man, thoughts. Number one, Edge has inspired me to acquire abs for the first time in 42 years. Number two, I held on to Adam's watch for the Elias segment and gave it back to seconds before Vince smacked his ass. Is therefore an accessory to assault. Hashtag dad joke.
Adam, you can't be making dad jokes like that on the internet.
Drake Maverick, I'm looking to purchasing a house one day, and the only condition is that it has to have a stairway, a banister, and entrance to the dining room area identical so I can reenact the old-time rock and roll scene from Risky Business.
You could just build it.
Yeah.
I mean, legit, I think there are plans for the Risky Business house out there on the internet. You could probably just build it. But hold on. Nothing will top Jordan Fisher doing it.
True.
Just saying.
True. Miss Dr. Libre, playing Lego when we were battling and making bombs, Charlie asked, how you make a real bomb? And I said, I don't know. He said, maybe you can look it up on your phone. I told him, that's one of the first rules of the internet. Don't look up how to make bombs. Parenting done for today.
Oh, God. He's going to be a handful. A child's going to be like his father. Mm-hmm. And she's going to have problems.
So available now in Fortnite Battle Royale, the Battle Royale experience. You can use credit code RocketSock in the Fortnite item shop. Hashtag ad. Hashtag epic partner. Because Deadpool's in there.
Mm-hmm.
So Fortnite tweets out about the skins and everyone and everything. Dr. Lubo, stay hydrated, have fun, and be sure to get the perfect camera angle at Deadpool, especially with that face. Deadpool, thanks, Papa. Love you, heart. You're way better than my real dad, even with that face. Ninja, time to grind. Remember, defeat is the best teacher. Deadpool, duly noted, Sensei. By the way, you're not a real ninja.
Oh, them's fighting words.
And Booga, don't settle, Deadpool. How about becoming a Fortnite world champion? Deadpool, great advice, kiddo. Did you finish your homework?
Oh, God. Yeah, we need to talk about Deadpool for
a second.
Hold on,
I found one more.
Dude, short show!
I know, just hold on. Jordan Fisher, you might need a good mic, given the mask and all. Deadpool, not even an amazing mic will give me your silky tones. Swoon.
Did Deadpool just hit on Jordan Fisher?
Yep, that's why I had to make sure that was out there. Okay?
Okay. All right. I mean, we would all hit on Jordan Fisher. Let's not even kid ourselves. But
anyway.
Yeah, we just need to talk about real quick before we go into NXT. I think Deadpool's a little rude because he kicked the cat off the yacht, and now the cat's at the box factory, and he's very upset, and he's crying. And if you get up to him, if you get too close up on him, he will shoot the shit out of you because he is pissed.
Lindsay found out the hard way.
I learned that the hard way, man. We're like, oh, hey, let's go find the cat because he got displaced, right? No, don't go find the cat. He is mad. I mean, he is mad. Like, we were just like, well, where would he go? We asked Brent, and Brent's like, oh, he would go to the box factory because he's a cat, right? So we're like, yeah, that makes sense. So we go to the box factory, and I'm running around the box factory. I'm not seeing any henchmen. I'm not hearing anything. And I'm like, I don't think he's here. And next thing, down to like 12 health. Like, what the crap? And there's like this cat screaming at me. So yeah, don't approach the cat with extreme caution. He's a very angry pussy.
There'll be clips coming to the Twitters of stuff with the cat and Deadpool.
Did you save that?
Yeah, I took the clips. I just have to actually edit them down.
Okay, there we go. There's clips, chat. Anyway, NXT.
It's time for this week's edition of the NXT Rundown.
So this was basically a two-match show, because it was TakeOver-ish. Why we say TakeOver-ish? Because, well, on the big Jumbotron, they had the NXT TakeOver logo for the women's ladder match.
Which was really, really good.
It was Io Shirai, Tegan Nox, Chelsea Green, Mia Yim, Candice LeRae, and Dakota Kai in a ladder match to determine the number one contender for Charlotte's NXT Women's Championship. This was a good ladder match. Everyone took some unique bumps. Tegan, of course, goes through a ladder because she's a girl with two knee surgeries under her belt, and she's fearless at this point.
I mean, bravo to her for being fearless, but honey, don't poke the bear with that crap, okay? Just don't. Stop tempting fate and just maybe be a little less insane about it. I don't know. Like, she scares me every time she gets on a ladder because she gets really wobbly and you're like, oh God. Oh God.
You had Robert Stone get involved trying to help Chelsea Green up the ladder because she injured her ankle. That was clever. You had Rhea Gonzalez get involved. Mia Yim took a nasty bump at one point. Overall, this was a fine ladder match. Pretty solid for all six girls involved. It came down to Io and Candice battling up on a ladder. Candice got knocked. She fell off into another ladder, allowing Io to become number one contender for the NXT Women's Championship. So Io and Charlotte will be the next title match.
I mean, I can think of worse things. I can think of a lot of worse things. I'm not even thinking of them because this is going to be amazing. So, you know, bring it on. Just bring it on. I want to see this. Like, that is the one exciting thing about Charlotte going down to NXT for a little bit to cover for Rhea, who's having immigration visa issues, supposedly.
She's having work visa issues that she has mentioned in interviews that she has to get taken care of this month. So she's going to be gone for a little while. She may be on some TVs if they can fit her in before she leaves, but she has work visa issues that need to be taken care of. So, yeah.
Well, I mean, okay, LeMans, but right now they can say Charlotte is whatever they want, and they can build the goodwill face role with her because there is no crowd. Now, when the crowds come back, which right now is probably not for another, I would safely say a month to at least 6 weeks, if not longer than that, we'll see what kind of work they have to do or where Charlotte's even at. You know, she may already be gone from NXT by the time the crowds come back. We don't know. Like, we don't know how long this is going to last and they're going to hold people back. Like, they're saying it could be August or September at the earliest. So, I mean, right now they can kind of say whatever they want that she is and build her accordingly, but she needs to be a face.
We'll see if she's on TV every week. We don't know. You just don't know what. Wait and see how it plays out before we jump to any conclusions.
Give it a chance.
Wait to see how everything plays out before we jump to conclusions. Again, everything you read on the internet is not always true. So there you go. Indus Sheer is the new name of the new Malcolm Bivens tag team. They beat two dudes.
They're big. They're scary.
They're big. They're scary.
They have hair everywhere.
Finn Balor once have talked about being similar to Walter and how they both have creative control in their own worlds. And he's coming after the Walter's championship. Then we got a replay of Finn's match against Alexander Wolf from NXT UK TV. And then we get to our main event.
So I know... I kind of can't wait for Finn and Walter if they ever are able to get together.
One day.
Before we talk about the main event, I want to go back because we also need to talk about the other thing before we do the main event.
What other thing?
The cruiserweight thing.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say that until after we're done, but yeah.
Let's just go ahead and talk about it now before we get into the main event because the situation with Rhea is that she's having her visa issues, and right now, because of the travel bans, I don't think she can go back. Like, they're trying to work that out for her to get her back so she can get that straightened out. But WWE's kind of in a pinch with a lot of their people, especially since they're working NXT USA and NXT UK. They're working together right now. So all the NXT UK talent are back over in Europe. They all got out of the United States and home before everything sort of froze, and then obviously there are the things that are going on here. And so you have guys like Walter, who's your NXT UK champion. He can't defend the title. He's over there at home, hopefully resting and having a good time and enjoying himself and enjoying the time off. And then you have Jordan Devlin, who's the Cruiserweight Championship, or the Cruiserweight Champion. God only knows when he's going to be able to get back over here. Like, it's that same situation of nobody knows when the travel bans are going to be lifted and people are going to be able to come back and forth. And so WWE was like, dude, we don't have a choice, which I find interesting that they're like, in this case, we're going to make you defend it, even though it's like a national pandemic and it doesn't really matter, you know, in terms of him defending it. Mm-hmm. But they're like, we need the Cruiserweight Championship back for TV. So we're going to crown an interim champion until Jordan Devlin can come back.
Which means then we'll have a unification match to crown an undisputed Cruiserweight Champion, and that'll be fine.
That'll be fine. It's TV, but it's interesting that they're doing that. But, like, Pete Dunne is in UK. He's one half of the tag champions, and Matt Riddle's here.
And they're still trying to figure things out there.
Yeah, they're still trying to figure out how they can possibly make that happen for Pete and Riddle. I don't think they figured it out yet. They may be another one that they may have to give up the titles for the time being and put it on somebody here in the U.S. until Pete can come back over. Like, this has caused a lot of problems for them. It's interesting how they're working it out.
It's a very logistical nightmare. So can we get to the main event now?
Yes, let's talk about it. Johnny Gargano versus Tommaso Ciampa. The final showdown.
One final beat. Or something like that. Okay. Apparently, you can't enjoy this match. You can either love it or hate it. So I was told on Twitter today. I went,
oh God, did you make friends?
No, I didn't. I just asked a question because some respected person, John Pollock, put out a poll. Did you love it or did you hate it? Right? And I went, mm-hmm. So my reply was, you probably should have a middle ground vote as well. They're like, then you're indifferent to it. You don't need to vote. But there is a middle ground. You don't have to love this match. You don't have to hate it, but you can enjoy it for what it is. So it's like, there is a middle ground to it because this was not the best match, especially in a week full of dramatic cinematic classics. This was a lot because this went way too long. But again, a lot of things went way too long this weekend, but it was not bad. It was not the best. It was somewhere in between. So this whole thing opens up with Johnny arriving and with Candace. And Candace gets out of the car, she just hands him something, and then she drives away.
Yeah, and she looks pissed. She's like, God.
She's not happy about this at all. And then we get a shot into this empty building at Full Sail. Not the usual building, but another lot. They don't say that, but that's what everyone figured out. And then
it's clearly Full Sail.
Then you have Triple H spread eagle in the corner.
Can I just say I didn't know I needed it in that in my life, but I will happily accept that into my life. Like, he's just sitting there in that same velvet jacket, same outfit he was wearing when they made the match. It's almost as if they shot it the same day. Imagine that. Just chilling in the corner, waiting for him, like a father, just waiting for his two disobedient children to roll up. I'm like, thanks. Appreciate that.
He's like, when I leave, you guys fight. Then they fought. They battled everywhere. They used weapons. They at one point went outside. They fought on top of a truck. There were submissions. We had a ref bump in this matchup, which, you know, Ciampa could have won the match, but the ref was down. There's a lot of good stuff. Again, if it was trimmed down a little bit, it would have made it more impactful, but it is what it is. So we have the ring exposed. You had everything. You had some callbacks to previous matches and whatnot. And then it's getting to the end, right? Mm-hmm. And these two men have just given everything they had. And then Candice LeRae walks back into the building. She is just pissed. She sees both men down there and, like, she wants them to stop fighting. Ciampa gets up. Johnny's still struggling. She's crying. She says, I hate my husband. I hate him. And she told Ciampa, finish it. Finish it. And he's not reacting. So she goes, I'll finish it. Then she kicks Johnny in the balls. And Johnny goes down. And we went, oh my God, no. They're not going there. No. Ciampa's all shock and awe of what's going on. He's so conflicted at this point. Ciampa gets good to over. Goes, I'm sorry to Johnny. And then from behind, Candace kicks Ciampa in the balls. And Johnny gets up. He starts laughing because he pulls the cup out of his pants, hits the fairy tale ending, says, you lose, One, two, three.
Husband and wife drive off together, smiling. And oh, hey, look in the background. There's Killer Cross and Scarlett Bordeaux just sort of hanging out.
Hanging out. Yeah.
Now, I can understand why people were not a fan of this match. We had just gone through WrestleMania, and in terms of the cinematics, like you said, this was probably, I'm going to say it, the weakest of the three that they shot.
Because it went 48 minutes.
It was a long, slow match. And one of the things that really makes Gargano and Ciampa is the crowd. The crowd reactions, the crowd noise, you get into it. And that helps to make these matches. It's not any less good without the crowd. It's just one of the things that makes these so special is because we're all always so into them that it just helps to feed and fuel the match. I think a lot of people expected this to be much more violent than it was. And it did have its fair share of violence. They did mess each other up. But I think just based on past matches that we've seen of them, this was a little bit tamer, I would say, than what we've seen in the past.
What I will say was missing from this, and it's different than the other cinematic matches, is this one needed announcing.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
This one
needed it.
Because this was a fight. This is like Edge and Orton that needed announcing, which had. This needed Mauro calling the action. By the way, props to Mauro for calling the first hour all by himself. But this needed announcing to help tell the story, to keep the story moving. And it didn't have it, so that took away from the match.
I think the other thing that kind of took away was Tommaso's character. And I'm not trying to knock it, but his character is very methodical. He's very quiet. He's just very unemotional. He doesn't emote well. So that did not help this match at all. And it's not anything that Tommaso can really fix, although he could probably figure out how to do it in the character, but he shouldn't have to. Mm-hmm. But what made this weekend, what made the matches this weekend, was the fact that people basically played to the cameras. They emoted for the cameras, they acted for the cameras, and that's what made your standout matches was not necessarily the wrestling, although there was plenty of it. It was the fact of how the talent responded to being on their own and having to act in front of a camera, and they don't necessarily have to have, or they don't have the crowd to cover up a lot of the stuff in the match, because that is the one of the things that we lose when there's a crowd is the dialogue in the match. And so a lot of people stepped it up with the in-ring dialogue because, one, you're out there and you have an open mic, and two, the fans need to hear something. They need to hear you guys, you know, hurling insults at each other. And Johnny and Tommaso did that, but there was not as much of it as you would think there would be, especially with Johnny being the bad guy and Tommaso being the good guy in this instance. Mm-hmm. Like, there was not that fury, I think, that we expected from Tommaso. It just wasn't there.
Yeah.
At least to me. I mean, it was good. Don't get me wrong. It was a good match. It was just a little long for me, and it just lacked that emotional charge that these matches tend to have. But I get why they went for it, because it's like, we're going to end this once and for all. And LeMans brings up a point. He is a better heel. The character is better served as a heel. I want to see it as a face. I want to see what he does as a good guy. This just was a very unfortunate set of circumstances where I think the build for this just suffered because of everything else that's going on around it right now. They're like, we're just going to go for it. I feel like out of all the matches that should have been postponed, this should have been postponed. They should have held this.
Or they could have presented it in a different fashion.
Yeah, that's me. This should have been in front of a crowd. Like, out of everything from this weekend, this should have been in front of a crowd. If nothing else, just because this is the final match between the two for right now. So it's like, it's wonderful that they did it on TV. I'm not at all unappreciative that they did it. It's just like, in comparison to some of the other ones, it's not as high up there, but it was still good.
It was enjoyable. But that's NXT and that's our show.
That is. So, all right, guys, we are going to grab Brent. We are going to grab Omega, and we are going to play some Fortnite. So if you want to sit, you know, continue to talk, chat with us, you're more than welcome to do that. Just hang out in the chat. We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be back with that. But you have stuff to plug, so plug away.
Tomorrow, Saturday night, midnight edition, another edition of Steve Randerson. We're live.com, creatorthegreatdebate.com. It's very Easter-themed, what we're doing. Speaking of Easter, that's Sunday, which means no Wrestle Talk Radio. But Monday night's the Raw Post Show at 11 p.m. Eastern. We'll be back next Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern. Check out all of our WrestleMania review shows. They're all available right now on RockRadioShow.com and WildTalkRadio.com or at Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, you know, wherever you get your podcasts, or search the Rock Radio Show. When there, you can get all the episodes that we do, including the Rock Extra. We're going to try for Total Bellas. We're going to try. We'll see what happens. We're not promising. We're
going to watch the show first, and then we're going to make the determination on whether we do a podcast on it or not, because...
Reasons.
Part of the reason is we do not want to sit here and bash the crap out of the show if we don't enjoy it. So that's one of the main reasons why we're waiting and seeing on it.
Rack Radio,
we want you guys to enjoy it.
Rack Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Follow, subscribe, twitch.tv/DirtyLife, Amazon Prime link to your Twitch account. It's called Twitch Prime. You can subscribe for free by clicking that purple rectangular button above the screen. Use creator code Rock and Sock in the Fortnite I Am Shop. #app/epicpartner. It's at Wild Talk Radio. It's facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio. Make sure you turn notifications on right here at twitch.tv/DirtyLife because you never know when we'll go live with content, whether it's Extreme Warfare Revenge or NBA Playground 2 that we did today, or Fortnite with friends coming up in just a couple of minutes.
And you can follow me on most of the social medias and on Twitch at Lynn's Ward, LynnsWard, and twitch.tv/LynnsWard. So look that up. Please give me a follow if you're interested, so you can know whenever I go live, doing either Adobe tutorials or Fortnite or SimCity or whatever. Just give the channel a follow. I'd really appreciate it because, well, I want to get to affiliate because I have a fish butt emote and I want to use it, guys. I don't think you understand. I worked very hard on it. So please, please, not really, I didn't really work that hard on it, but I did do some work on it. So follow the channel, please, twitch.tv/LynnsWard. And while you're checking stuff out, don't forget to check out our very fine sponsor, MBGFilms, youtube.com/MBG1211. So for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward, you've been listening to the Rock right here on wildtalkradio.com. Everybody sit tight, because we will be right back with Fortnite with Friends. But till then, bye!
TalkRadio.com.